Mike from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harrop. As the federal government shutdown drags on, a local nonprofit is expanding its services this weekend to help people in need. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Good morning, Tom.
That's right, Matt. The Houston Food Bank is going into action to provide food for both government workers who are not getting paid and SNAP recipients as the program runs out of money in November. CEO Brian Green told Hello Houston they're ready.
I think we have a great procurement team, and we've turned them loose, basically authorized a lot more money. Go get us more produce. Go get us more bulk items where that we can have the volunteers repack and do it at a very, very reduced cost so we can provide a lot of additional assistance.
Green reminds people coming to the food bank that they do need to pre-register to get put into the system to participate in food distribution. Now, you can do that online at HoustonFoodBank.org.
All right, Matt? Tom. Hurricane Melissa, a Category 5 storm, made landfall in Jamaica earlier this week, leaving three-quarters of the island nation without power. Our Kyle McClenaghan says another Houston nonprofit with ties to the island is raising funds for the recovery effort there.
The Jamaica Foundation of Houston is seeking donations to assist Jamaican residents who have been impacted by the storm. Nicole Bent-Jones, the foundation's president, says she had heard from a retired couple from Houston who moved back to Montego Bay in Jamaica, whose house was heavily damaged.
And they suffered a lot of damage. So I've seen videos of the home where the roof caved in and there's a lot of water damage on the upstairs, downstairs. And the missing doors, missing part of the housing. So it's pretty bad.
Donations can be made at the Jamaica Foundation of Houston's website. Currently, the foundation is only accepting monetary donations due to the logistical challenges of transporting goods to the island. A website has also been set up by the Jamaican government at supportjamaica.gov.jm with more information on how to assist in the island's recovery. I'm Kyle McClenaghan. News 88.7.
Harris County commissioners are signaling support for the eminent domain of nearly 9 acres of land for the expansion of the Bentaub Hospital. Commissioners voted unanimously directing Harris Health to hold community meetings before they make a final vote on the eminent domain. Commissioner Leslie Briones said the expansion is critical.
We want to save more lives, reduce wait times. So I'm all in, and I'm all in making sure all community voices are heard and that we do this as collaboratively and as creatively as possible.
Officials have cited the current maximum capacity of the hospital and aging infrastructure as reasons the expansion would have to stretch beyond the boundaries of the existing building. Bentaub is one of only two level one trauma hospitals in the region. In sports, the Rockets are back on the floor tomorrow to battle the Boston Celtics. They're coming off a pair of victories over Toronto and Brooklyn. Currently 52 degrees here on the UH campus. We'll hit a high of 74 this afternoon. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.